Well, for those of us who've been stuck at home for the last couple weeks, there can be a feeling of isolation, which can be especially tough for people who are recovering from addiction. Many rely on group support networks to survive. Joining us now is Vic Vella, who's the host of Back From Broken, a new recovery podcast from Colorado Public Radio. Vic, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And we should say, first of all, this is an issue that is personal to you. You are in recovery yourself.
Yeah, a little more than 5 years sober now.
Wow. Well, good for you. And what are you telling people who, like you, are recovering from addiction and having to deal with being alone so much and being stuck at home in many cases?
You know, it's tough. First of all, I've been checking in with a lot of friends since the COVID outbreak started, and just hearing like a different variety of responses. You know, some people are doing okay, but others, you know, might not have been so secure in their recovery to begin with. You know, some may have just been starting out. Some may have had some troubles along the way. Just the other day, I spoke with a friend who relapsed, started drinking again. You know, he was struggling before the outbreak, but when his job pushed him into isolation, he didn't know what to do with his day. You know, he was so used to like being active and doing stuff and communicating with people and going to meetings. And then all of a sudden that just all came to a screeching halt. And now he's just 24 hours to himself. And that's a long time to be in your head when you're an addict. And so he started drinking again. And luckily, thankfully, he's doing better. And thankfully, he's the only one I've talked to who that's happened to. But it's not easy. It's not easy when you're alone as an addict, because oftentimes, especially for me, isolation meant getting high. You know, I was a cocaine addict for many, many years. And you think of cocaine as a social drug, right? You go out to the club or bar with your friends and then you just talk all night. And that was true early on. But toward the as my addiction worsened, I became isolated in my use, and I would just close the blinds and go into the basement and get high all night. And so when I'm alone all day, that can be a trigger. Just being alone in and of itself can be a trigger for a lot of people.
So what are you doing to keep that from happening?
Well, me, thankfully today I'm secure in my recovery in that I have a good roadmap. You know, a few things. When this whole thing started, I knew that there was going to come a time when I would have to be at home alone a lot. I'm a single guy. I have a dog, which is great. She keeps me company. But for the most part, I would have to spend most of my hours alone. So what am I going to do about that? And it's the old serenity prayer, you know, the courage to, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. I can't change what's happening in the world, but I can change how I view things. So I have chosen to view this time not as a barrier, but as sort of a, you know, a positive thing, you know, an opportunity, if you will. You know, how many times would I say to myself, gosh, I don't have enough time in the day to meditate? Well, now I have all day.
Right.
So now getting back into daily and evening meditation practices. I was really active before the outbreak happened. So I ordered some dumbbells. I got some at-home workout pointers from a friend who used to do workouts in a prison cell. So, I mean, I think the thing with people in addiction is that we have overcome a lot of things. And so we're really crafty around, we were really crafty when we were getting high in terms of hustling to find drugs. And then we were crafty in terms of figuring out how to live life without drugs. So we've overcome a lot, and we really can overcome this. The biggest thing, Jeremy, is for people to not, look, isolation doesn't mean alone, okay? And find three friends who you can talk to every single day. Make sure you have one friend who is your, whether it's a friend in recovery or not, someone who's a break glass in case of emergency friend, you know, if you're having thoughts of relapse. There's a lot of online meetings, and at first I didn't think they would be fun, but they're actually kind of a blast, because not only are you talking about the things that are causing you struggles at this time, everyone's just kind of in it together, you know? And so they joke about the pajamas they're wearing, or or they're grateful that they're not meeting, having to drink that awful coffee that we get at meetings, you know? So it's not so bad.
And what can people who know somebody who either has an addiction or has had an addiction, what can they do to reach out and help at this time? What would be useful?
Just check on them. I think there's a few things. First of all, praise them. Give them praise for the fact that they're staying sober today. Look, we can't take that ever for granted. You can't assume that someone's doing great in their recovery. Oh, this guy's been 5 years sober. He must be doing well. No, give him credit for getting through another day. Because often right now, we don't have those in-person meetings for that, you know, for people to praise us. We're used to getting up in front of meetings and getting a chip and everyone applauds us and we get hugs. That's a huge part of recovery communities, and we're not getting that right now. So anything you could do to really pat someone on the back, that's huge. And then just, you know, it's basic human decency to just say, hey, is there anything I can do for you? Do you want to talk? Do you want to talk about something serious? Do you want to talk about the 2002 World Series? I mean, it doesn't have to be about recovery. It can just be about, you know, let's just talk.
Well, Vic, keep meditating and keep exercising. And I'm sure that a lot of people are going to try to take some of your advice today, whether they're dealing with addiction or know somebody who is. A very good advice from Vic Vella, who is the host of Back From Broken. That's a new recovery podcast from Colorado Public Radio. Vic, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And if you are dealing with addiction and you found ways to cope with social distancing, we'd love to hear from you at hereandnow.org.